Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Welcome to this week's episode, where we are diving into one of the most powerful, yet often overlooked connections in healing, the relationship between meridians, emotions, and the nervous system. This isn't just theory. It's something I teach and witness transform lives in my trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher trainings, and also in my daily classes. If you are a yoga teacher, a yoga practitioner, or someone on a healing journey, today's content will give you a fresh perspective to understand your inner world, your emotional patterns, and how yin yoga can help regulate your nervous system through the meridian system of traditional Chinese medicine. So why emotions matter so much in trauma-informed yin yoga? In trauma-informed yoga, we understand trauma not as something that happened to you, but as what happens inside you as a result. A nervous system stuck in a dysregulated state. Fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. One of the most profound, indirect, yet effective ways to regulate the nervous system is by working with emotions. Why is that? Because emotions are deeply somatic. They live in the body. And that's where the meridians come in. According to traditional Chinese medicine, meridians are energy pathways that run through the body, linking our organs, emotions, and deep connective tissues. Each meridian, apart from its physical aspects, has an emotional aspect. And by harmonizing the flow of qi, vital force, in our meridians through yin yoga poses, by tackling the emotional aspect of the meridians on a deep somatic level, we can support the nervous system in its regulation process without needing to relive or retell our story. This is especially important in trauma-informed work. Not everyone is ready or able to speak about their trauma. Sometimes we don't even have memories of what happened to us. But the body remembers. The body keeps the score. The nervous system remembers. And yin yoga gives the body a voice. In our culture, we often label emotions as good or bad. But from a trauma-informed perspective, they are just emotions. Every emotion is a message, a teacher, a mirror. So let's explore what some of these emotions might be trying to show us. Anger shows you where your boundaries have been crossed, where you need to reclaim space. Jealousy tells you what you deeply desire, where you want to be. Regret is an invitation to forgive yourself. Anxiety invites you to build deeper trust and self-confidence. Shame is a part of you that is longing for healing, acceptance, and compassion. Fear is the gatekeeper of your greatest potential, your greatest power yet to be unleashed. Sadness speaks about a loss that wants to be grieved and processed. disappointment is the presence of unspoken expectations and unmet needs. In Yin Yoga, we don't bypass emotions. We witness and befriend them, because the most uncomfortable emotions are our greatest teachers. So let's break down the five main meridian pairs and their associated emotional aspects and how imbalance versus balance might manifest on an emotional level. Let's start with liver and gallbladder meridians. In case of an imbalance in the qi flow in these energy channels, the main emotions you experience are anger, frustration, bitterness, sometimes rage or even aggression. When we balance the qi flow in these meridians with different techniques such as acupuncture, acupressure, or yin yoga poses, we can process and release suppressed anger, bitterness, resentment, cultivating peace, patience, and acceptance. When stomach and spleen meridians are out of balance, we might have a strong tendency to worry, to overthink, ruminating, and strong people-pleasing tendencies, struggling to set boundaries around our time, energy, physical body. So by balancing the qi flow in these meridians, we can improve our sense of self-worth, and we can cultivate healthy and firm boundaries, learning to say no without feelings of guilt and shame. An imbalanced kidney and urinary bladder meridian might manifest in emotions such as fear, anxiety, insecurity, even chronic stress, or a tendency for suspicion. By balancing the flow of qi in these meridians, we can establish a felt sense of safety, a deep sense of trust in ourselves and in our relationships. When lungs and large intestine meridians are imbalanced, the main emotions we experience are grief, deep sorrow, or difficulty letting go. By balancing the flow of qi in these energy channels, we can cultivate a sense of hope, comfort, and consolation. And working with these meridians also supports us in processing, grieving our losses for eventually moving on and letting go in a healthy way. An imbalanced heart and small intestine meridians will bring up emotions such as sadness, jealousy, abandonment, guilt, shame, or we might develop anxious or codependent attachments in our relationships. By balancing the flow of qi in heart and small intestine meridians, we can invite more joy and love in our lives, practice forgiveness and compassion towards ourselves and others, and establish a sense of gratitude and contentment. We might be also able to move towards more secure attachment styles in our relationships. Now let's overlay all this with the nervous system survival states. The main emotion you experience in a fight response is anger. Anger in traditional Chinese medicine corresponds with the meridians of liver and gallbladder. Fear is an emotion that we experience in a flight response, and fear and anxiety also corresponds with kidney and urinary bladder meridians, according to TCM. Fawn response is characterized by our tendency of worrying, overthinking, people-pleasing, which are characteristic emotions for stomach and spleen meridians. Freeze response mainly corresponds with the heart and small intestine meridians, and also with a special meridian called the Sanjiao. So I normally work with these meridians to support the nervous system, returning to regulation from a shutdown state. By addressing the emotional aspects of meridians, we can support the nervous system shifting out of the survival states and back into regulation. So why this topic is sort of my specialty? This emotion, meridian, nervous system connection is at the heart of what I teach in my 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training. It's not just about the postures. It's about the emotional resilience, the energetic anatomy, and the nervous system fluency that comes with this practice. Most of us were never taught to safely be with our uncomfortable emotions. Trauma-informed yin yoga gives us that opportunity. In my course, we go deep into how each pose affects specific meridians, what emotions they help to process, and how to sequence classes that offer emotional release and nervous system regulation. If today's share resonated with you, I invite you to download my free ebook, Meridians, Emotions, and Yin Yoga. You can also join my free 3 days trauma awareness webinar coming up in July. You are invited to join my next live teacher training course in Thailand. Or if traveling is not an option for you at the moment, you can already join the waitlist of my online self-paced version of this training, which is going to launch in late 2025. You are welcome to explore how to work with me one-on-one, and don't forget to subscribe to my channel so you don't miss any future content. I will share the links for all these offerings in the description. Thank you so much for being here, and remember, your emotions are teachers and there for a reason. They are messages. So let's learn to listen.